Iran's ballistic missile strike on the northern city of Erbil, which caused no casualties but damaged some residential structures, has been criticized by leaders from across Iraq's political spectrum. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed credit for the late-night strike. In a statement, the IRGC said it fired 12 ballistic missiles against what it alleged was an Israeli, quote, strategic center of conspiracy in Erbil. The influential cleric Muqtada al-Sadr issued a statement calling on the government to submit a protest note to the United Nations and the Iranian ambassador and to ask for guarantees that such an attack would not be repeated in the future. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad condemned the missile attack, calling it a criminal act for which Iran must be held accountable. And Iraq's outgoing Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi called the attack an act of terror. Former U.S. President Barack Obama said Sunday he has tested positive for the coronavirus, though he's feeling relatively healthy. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is testing negative. The former president encouraged Americans to get vaccinated against the coronavirus despite the declining infection rate in the United States. There were roughly 35,000 infections on average over the past week. That's down sharply from mid-January when that average was closer to 800,000. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 75% of U.S. adults are fully vaccinated. Just under 48% of the fully vaccinated have received a booster shot. The CDC relaxed its guidelines for indoor masking in late February. American actor William Hurt, known for films such as A Big Chill and A History of Violence, has died at age 71, according to his son. Multiple outlets cited Hurt's son, Will, who said in a statement, "It is with great sadness that the Hurt family mourns the passing of William Hurt." The actor had been diagnosed with terminal prostate cancer in May 2018, but his son's statement did not specify whether the disease contributed to his death.